got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
If you're listening, I hope you're having a great afternoon. I had something happen this morning that, look, it's very popular video from an old Simpsons episode. Something happened in my real life. It almost sounds fake, and I've been so excited to share it all afternoon.
I'm so excited. Can I guess?
No. You'll never be able to guess this. So I've been tidying up my backyard at the moment. So doing a lot of weeding. Moving some soil around, and I've been putting it off for a while, so it'd take a long time. So I've got a couple of wheelbarrow loads of soil, and I'm taking it from A to B. I've got this big planter box that's like 2 by 2 meters, so it's like half full with soil. So I was like, all right, I need to distribute this to the yard so I can put some nice soil.
Are these the planter boxes that you have to empty every time you move house?
Because it's like 400 kilos, yeah. And so I'm walking to and fro the shed, and I was like, all right, well, I've shoveled and I've wheelbarrowed all the soil to the different areas. Mm-hmm. What I need to do now is go over and get another tool so I can spread this evenly.
I'm so excited.
And I walked over to the rake that I have leaning against the shed.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I'm kind of looking over my shoulder. I'm like, I need something at the end of this. I need the leaf blower because I need to spread something else out as well. And as I turn, I've stood on the end of the rake and it's donged me straight in the forehead.
Great.
Like The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Like Sideshow Bob.
Yeah.
And so it didn't hurt, but it just surprised me. And I was like, oh. So I turned and stood on another rake. And that also hit me in the
head.
Did
not.
Hit me in the side of the head.
It didn't.
Because we got two rakes.
Thwack, that's not real.
Thwack, thwack.
You're making this up.
And then I'm standing in the shed by myself at this point, looking around.
Fists up,
ready to square up. There's a hole on the ground over there. I'm looking at you. There's another shovel. How many more rakes do I have?
Why do you have so many rakes?
And the problem is, like on the Simpsons episode, if you have seen it with Sideshow Bob, it's not like a flimsy, like pine timber. It's like a real,
Solid. Like
it's a metal-based rake with a real thick handle. Thwack, thwack. I didn't know. I thought that was like, on The Sims you go, that's one of those silly episodes.
It's a cartoon thing.
Yeah, it's a cartoon thing. Like that doesn't happen in real life.
You're an idiot. I love it so much.
Like that's the story. I stood on two rakes in a row, just like Sideshow Bob.
Honestly, funnily enough, I was going to guess stepped on a rake as my funny answer.
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't guess it. And the worst thing is, I'm pretty sure I went after the second one.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
A viral video of a young man being absolutely rapt about his childhood Christmas nativity scenes going around.
I love how excited he is and to play what he calls a pivotal role. So clearly someone in that classroom has said to him, this is a pivotal role. Hey. You have got one of the best roles in the show. Yeah,
he's door holder number 3. Couldn't crack 1 or 2, but door holder number 3. He lets Joseph and Mary in. Now, that's a pretty big deal.
It's so cute.
I'm sure the 3 wise men are getting through that door because of him as well.
Yep.
And it's got us thinking about childhood nativity scenes. You got to play the star.
Yes.
Which I'm sure 5-year-old you was just...
I was in heaven, Tim.
Because were you
just
were you doing your acting? Did you have an agent then? Because I know you were a child actor.
I was a model at that time. I was modelling in kids' books. Have I shown you these books before?
No. We will talk about this another time. But you were rapt to be the star.
Of course
I
was.
You're a childhood superstar, just getting a moment
but
to
I
shine.
But I feel like teachers will make up roles so that everyone's involved. Yeah. Everyone's in it, whether you're a pot plant in the corner of the manger.
I was Kieran Perkins 1 year in my childhood nativity scene.
Sorry, what?
Australian Olympic swimmer. Yeah, Kieran Perkins got in there. They were like, oh, look, there's baby Jesus. And I was like, oh, I've got the butterfly world record.
I don't remember him being part of my Bible.
I don't know, but wrong Bible you were reading.
Didn't you go to a Christian school?
Nah, this was the primary school. This is public, baby. Charlotte in Cario has given us a call. Good afternoon, Charlotte. Apparently, you've recently had quite a decent role in your childhood nativity scene. What role is it?
Wise man.
You're a wise man.
I made it work. did in front of the whole school.
And you had to do it in front of the whole school?
Oh, no. Did you have to put on a beard?
Home and the families.
Oh, in front of all your friends' families. So
did you have a full beard, Charlotte?
Yes.
Great. What did you do to prepare to be a wise man?
So I had to just get into a costume and then, like, sing, do the actions. It was really embarrassing in front of my best friend because she got the best role you could possibly get.
Did she get Mary?
She got the cow.
That is after Joseph, Mary, baby Jesus, obviously.
Door holder number three,
and then the cow. But Charlotte, you're a wise man to us. Thank you so much for calling. Merry Christmas to all. Listen in the way home.
Listen in the sun. All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Tim, as I was saying earlier, it's very well known that over the years, as a stereotype, girls love a bad boy, right?
It's very well known,
yep.
But it's also a terrible stereotype. So girls like a bad guy?
We like a bad boy. We can't help it.
Why?
We're just genetically wired. If a guy is a bit of a bad boy.
Right.
You know, oh, what's that? You want to treat me badly? Yes, please. I'd love some more. Give me another helping. Thank you.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Now, your fiancé, Akshay, he's definitely, like, he's not a bad boy.
I wouldn't call him a bad boy. No.
He's not a blue-collar bad boy, like, maybe a white-collar. Like, he knows some, like, he's high up in the business sector. He knows some, but he knows so many things that I don't even understand.
Right.
I'm like, oh, man.
Sometimes I hear him have conversations, like, because he works from home, and he'll go into, like, full business mode. He'll be like, you know.
God, we've got to sell. We've got to get the bonds at the establishment level. Buy, sell, high, low now.
Genuinely, that could be what he's saying. I have no idea. Like, sometimes he'll just start speaking. I'm like, who is this man that just entered my house?
Before your fiancé, were you into bad boys?
I mean, I've dated some bad boys in the past.
But what defines a bad boy?
Just like, you know, that real, like, they're bad for you, Tim. Do you know what I mean? Like, stereotypically, you know, the leather jacket wearing. They're like, I'm too cool for you. That kind of guy, like, right?
Because I annoy my wife all the time. Am I a bad boy? Or am I a naughty boy?
No, Tim, I think you'd fall into the new category that girls are lusting after.
I doubt it. I don't know what you're going to say, but I doubt it.
I think you do.
I don't know if lusting is something anyone's done over me for a while.
It turns out girls don't want their partners to be dogs, right? They don't want them to be the bad boys.
Right.
They want them to literally be dogs.
Okay.
They want the golden retriever boyfriend.
What's a golden retriever boyfriend?
Golden retriever. I'm so glad you asked. Golden retriever boyfriends are typically like men that are just gentle, sweet, affectionate, easy to please, and very easy to be in a relationship with.
Right.
That's why I think you fall into that category. You're very loving to your wife.
I think I'm simple.
Yes. Like a golden retriever.
Yeah, like I don't need much. Like if you can walk me once a day, great. If not, I understand. Like, you know, we're all living life. So I'm just a dog.
And this is it. This is what girls are wanting now. They want the Tom Hollands of the world.
But
they want the golden retriever
Tom
boyfriend.
Holland, he's got a 12-pack and can do backflips. He's Spider-Man. Don't put him in the golden retriever
he's
category.
He's cute and sweet and affectionate. He's a golden retriever boy.
I don't know, man.
He's not a Jason Momoa. Jason Momoa's a bad boy.
That now
he's
that's
hot.
That's leather jacket.
I will give you that. He's very hot.
But say now, I
but
feel okay. Calm down.
He's not a golden retriever boyfriend.
But that's just you're basing that off his physical appearance because like he could be a super lovely guy. Just, now you're putting people that are like fit and tall. You're like, oh no, sorry, you're a bad boy. What if they're the most gentle soul?
Well, you just said that Tom Holland has a 6-pack. So, but he's a golden retriever, and you are too, Tim.
I'm.
Very sweet.
I'm ugly and confused, Jess. Help me. So no more leather jackets, cigarettes,
no,
and telling your mum to get nicked.
Girls don't want a bad boy. They want a golden retriever.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Look, saying calm down in the history of English has never, ever really worked, has it, to get someone to actually calm down. In the courtroom of Tim and Jess, which we do once a week, it is a tense place because it's the only time we purposefully have an argument on the show.
Yep.
Whether it's our argument or someone that's sent one in. We like doing ones that people have sent in. I think it's
love
great
arguing on other people's behalf.
The courtroom of Tim and Jess is a sacred place, so let's jump into it.
Tim and Jess. You are about to enter the K-Rock courtroom of Tim and Jess. The cases are real. The stories aren't always important. The rulings are final. This is your courtroom. You be the judge.
Yeah, court is in session, Jess. We do this once a week because we think it helps our working relationship and our friendship.
Yeah, absolutely. If you have a person in your life that, you know, you want to continue having a relationship with, then you should designate once a week to have an argument, and then for the rest of the week, just bottle up those feelings.
Yeah, you let it all out. Then you get someone else to decide who's right. Then it becomes law, whether it's in your household. For us, it's Geelong Surf Coast and the Bellarine Peninsula. In the lead up to Christmas time, there's a lot of people out of the shops at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
Whether it's buying groceries because people are doing parties, or, you know, going to some of the bigger shops and stacking a trolley full of presents. It's a stressful time. It's tense. You want to get it done. I literally this morning bought the last thing I need to for all of my Christmas shopping.
God, I'm about, you're good.
No, I'm 7 days later than what I set myself. The shopping in December is a fail for the Christmas
experience. I've still got about 6 KK presents to get.
Yep. Okay, well, I saw something happening at a checkout at a supermarket, and I thought this is what the argument could be about today, because I already know how you feel about this.
Here we go.
Someone was having a go at another person because they brought a full trolley through the self-checkout section.
Play on.
You think you that's not okay to do?
No, I think it's fine.
Oh, historically, I remember you've had a go at me because I bring trolleys into the self-checkout section.
Nah, mate. Play on. They've made the self-service checkouts way bigger now. And now...
Oh, so you've changed your tune.
If you go to the supermarket at the moment, like the Coles down at Westfield, they've got a specific self-serve checkout that's got like one of those conveyor belts. You can just load her up.
Right.
And then you just check yourself out. I love it.
Is this a bit of growth from you?
It might be.
You used to get quite fired up about this, and you would say...
I don't like when people go through, like, the 12 items or less and try and, like...
Oh, no, that's ridiculous. Yeah, that's criminal act.
This is the fast lane. Get out. But self-serve, play on.
This person was very adamant that I saw that they were like, you cannot bring a trolley. They said, you know how there's the two-size trolleys? There's the... I'm probably doing a shop for a week for a small family.
Sure.
And then there's the
and
big...
The deep one and the shallow one,
They said, no deep. You can't bring a deep into self-checkout. You'll be here for 10 minutes. And they said, well, of course I'm going to go here. Why would I line up when I have to wait 10 minutes to even get served?
Yeah.
When there's a spot right here for free. Yes, I've got a big trolley. And I'm sitting there going, get it, girl. You let them know, girl. 52232955. Can you take a trolley through self-checkout? I know at this time of the year, this is probably the most tense time of year that this might be a disagreeing thing between you and someone else.
Yeah. I do understand the deep trolley. I feel like the deep trolley should probably go through an aisle.
But why? But if there's space now that you're saying.
If you've got a lot... Well, because the deep trolley... The shallow trolleys they've made so they can go over the self-checkout.
If you park,
so you're not in anyone's way, whereas the big ones you are in people's way.
Yeah, you just parallel park that thing.
If there is a lot of people around, you are in the way,
mate,
with a big trolley.
There is no friends in the supermarket games. 52232955. The way this works is the first person that calls up, they're the judge. Whatever they say becomes law across Geelong, Surf Coast and the Bellarine Peninsula. I've got a character witness, Jess. Her name is Danielle from Grovedale. Now, Danielle, you work at one of the bigger supermarket chains in the country. Is that right?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Oh, Danielle, I'm praying for you this holiday season.
So can you...
It's madness.
What do you think? It's good to have someone on the inside. What are the actual rules of the supermarket?
There's pretty much no rules. Everyone does what they want in those self-serve checkout areas.
Okay. So you guys don't guide customers? Like if you see a customer coming through with like a deep trolley packed to the brim, they're going to need to have like multiple people helping them out because there's so many bags they're going to need. Do you kind of gently guide them to another aisle?
Oh, no. They do what they want. Yeah, you wouldn't want to stop them this time of year.
Okay. Now, Danielle, this is unrelated to what we're arguing about today. But
you
know how you have those magical barcodes? When, say if I've weighed 3 onions wrong and it's like, sorry, you can't continue. And then the person comes over and they go, boop, 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 boop. They swap this magical barcode and then they go, yeah, all right, you're fine to keep going. What's going on with that?
That happens all the time. Everyone tries to get away with everything.
How closely are you looking though, Danielle? Because sometimes those checkout people are so busy that I swear I bring them over and I'm like, I'm so sorry, I don't know what I've done, and they just go boop boop boop, keep going.
We're meant to be watching. We do right. Our best.
Okay. We appreciate the honesty, Danielle. Thank you very much for being a character witness. I think it's good to have someone with the direct experience.
Absolutely.
But our judge today is Josh from Thompson. Good afternoon, Your Honour.
Good afternoon.
Now, as a man on the street, obviously getting out there doing some shopping, I feel like you have some direct experience with this. We'll hand you the gavel straight away. Can you take a trolley through self-checkout?
Yes, you can take a trolley through self-checkout.
Wow, Josh. Wow, wow, okay. Wow. So are you one of these people that takes a deep trolley through self-checkout?
No, it's one of the half trolleys that was created for self-checkout that pushes over where you sit your basket.
Oh, so the half trolleys were created for self-checkout.
Well, they don't go all the way in. And sometimes they don't, like, I don't know how they're installed, but sometimes it doesn't go over because you go in with the confidence and the speed of this is designed to fit over that shelf. And then that big twang where the metal's just shimmering everywhere. But Josh, hey, because you've said it, it's state law now. Everyone can bring four trolleys into self-checkout now because you've said it. So thank you very much, Your Honour.
No problem.
There we go. A passionate man, Jess. Passionate about his shopping and passionate about his trolleys.
And good to know that we're going to start more fights over Christmas.
It's what the holiday season's all
Happy
about.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Happy fighting.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Now, Jess, I had to go to the shops earlier today, and I was telling you that I'm pretty sure that this is the last thing I need to buy in the lead up to Christmas.
Yep.
This gift is for the work KK.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to, and I was going to talk around about of what this place is, but there's no point. I went to our Satellite Heights to get it.
Yeah, there's not many other stores like it in town, is there?
No, it is. It's pink.
Have you never been in there?
I've been there once before. But sure. So I went in there today to get this gift.
I wish my house looked like our Satellite Heights. Like I just...
Oh, that you would never sleep.
It's so good,
it's
though.
It's very overstimulating. Yeah. But, so I'm walking in there and I have a vague... I don't have any idea kind of what I'm going to do. And I was like, well, I'll find someone that works there. And I'll be like, here's what I'm after. This is the type of person...
Well,
because
we
need
have
to buy
a $20 limit as well, which is, you can't buy much with $20 these days.
And so before I've stepped maybe two or three steps into the building before essentially someone notices, look like a child lost, looks at me and goes, do you need help?
Are you sure it wasn't your bad aura that you were bringing into the store?
I'm intrigued because I was wearing what I'm wearing. So I'm just wearing like a plain white t-shirt, jeans, Converse, and a backpack.
You look like if someone was like making like a Mii character on a Nintendo Switch.
Hurtful.
Like the generic version.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what you look like.
So I wasn't matching the aesthetic, but the person working there just knew straight away that I had no idea what I was doing. And I said, it's like, hey, I've got to work KK. Here's the type of person that is. I would like to get them. They really are into spirituality. What can I get? And they're like, oh, I thought you were coming in for you. Like I was already kind of picking up on your energy, but don't worry about that. And then we started talking about the person who I'm buying for, and I'm not going to say it now, but I was curious. Like, what energy what was she about to say?
Like, Jessie, I'm surprised you didn't ask her.
Oh, I was so pressed for time.
Right.
Now, you're not super into spirituality either?
Oh, look, I like it. And I love, you know, I'm obsessed with that store and I've been in there many times. But
Your Mercury's in Gatorade sometimes.
This is... I wish I knew. My problem is I don't care enough to study it. And so I don't know what my like sun sign is and my moon sign. I don't know what any of that is.
Essentially, in short, you like the star signs.
Yes.
But anything outside of star signs, it's very confusing.
Correct.
Do you believe in like, so I'm a Capricorn.
Yeah.
But
you are a Capricorn.
See, this is
what
I mean.
You're very much a Capricorn.
Why?
But that's as far as my knowledge goes. I think maybe she was picking up like, hey, You're walking in.
Little lost boy.
You're a new father. You haven't had a lot of sleep.
Okay, what are you?
She was like, oh, I can vibe that he's a man who's coming in here. Yeah. He needs some help.
Yep. Here's a can of V.
Yeah.
It's not, we don't sell it. It's just for my personal bag. You just look like
you look like
it.
You need it, yeah.
Because what energy am I putting out there? I feel like I'm a pretty friendly person.
Yeah, but when you're walking down the street, you don't smile at people.
No one does.
I do.
That's what you just like look at someone and go,
yeah, you give them a little smile as you walk past. Maybe a wave.
What?
Like you walk like you don't want to talk to anyone. Don't talk to me.
No.
I don't want to talk to anyone.
there are absolute rules of when you can engage with people on the street. And it's before 8 a.m. because it's like, hey, we're all walking up early together. Look at us.
Yeah, we're better than
if
everyone.
If you're on a dirt road,
yeah,
because it's like, what are we both doing here on a dirt road?
Sure.
And that's the only two times you're so allowed to engage.
So you walk past someone like 11 a.m. just on the footpath. They flash you with some pearly whites. You go, nothing.
Well, I'm not looking at them to see the pearly whites.
Were you really not?
I don't think that's uncommon.
Right. It's a bad vibe you're bringing out here.
Oh, that's my energy. Just minding my own business. Bad energy. All right, maybe we need tomorrow on the show, we need to get a spiritual reader. Or 52232955. If you would like to tell Jess and myself our energies.
Sure.
To put out there so that our Hickory doesn't end up in Gatorade, then that'd be good, I reckon. Because then I want to be the energy that I'm putting out to the world. You know?
I wish you had have given me any time to prepare and I could have done some research on this. But
all you've said is you're such a Capricorn, so I don't know if it's going to get much deeper than that. But thank you very much.
Goodbye! Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best!
Goodbye! Goodbye! Tim and Jess. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.